I was always concerned about our subsidiary, WCFL, Western Cooperative Fertilizers Limited, which later I became part of. I was vice president of Western Co-op Fertilizers. But our subsidiaries, I wanted to know why I could buy fertilizer cheaper in the U.S. and couldn't buy it for that price here, when it was our own company that was producing it in Calgary, just as an example. Or
and what did you find out?
Well,
just
I found out
you want
that,
the answer, you know.
Well, it took me a long time to get a grasp on it, because I'm a slow learner. It wasn't that the answers weren't there, but companies, just as an example, Nancy, companies, you have a staff that are highly trained, be it research people, be it chemists or whatever. And in a fertilizer plant, for example, the people there were highly expertise in their areas. And you don't shut a plant down for 4 months or 3 months if you're losing money. Sometimes you produce a product at cost, but you don't give your local people the break. You average it out over the year. Hard to explain to a farmer when he's trying to buy fertilizer. And we would move our fertilizer, some of our excess product would go into the U.S. Sometimes it would come back to us, to a farmer that went across the line and bought it. And that was a retail issue in the U.S. I mean, they bought it wholesale, and you always supplied suppliers with wholesale products, and they had their own markup. Sometimes, for whatever corporate reason they had, they would sell excess fertilizer, just like a clothing company says, look, there's 20% of our product left here, and we're not going to carry that inventory. And they'll sell it off at their cost. And it got loaded on a truck and come across the border, and the guy actually did buy it cheaper. But another side of the issue, and I remember sitting in the office one day in Calgary, and I got a phone call from a very irate farmer, and it came directly to me. He said, I'm going to the top, apparently. He thought my office was the top. It wasn't. And I said, look, I don't have any answers, but I do have some questions. I had learned to ask questions at that point. I learned that I did not have all the answers. I said, there's three or four things I need to know before I do a little research for you. I said, did you buy it in metric tons or did you buy it in short tons? Long pause. He never thought about that. 2,000-pound fertilizer versus 2,240 pounds. Did you buy it in American dollars or Canadian dollars? Well, he didn't know. He hadn't thought about that. And I said, how about freight? And we talked about a number of different things that, like, these were issues. I said, was it a backhaul, for example? That's why your freight was maybe cheaper. Hadn't thought about that. And when we got done, and I asked our people downstairs in the marketing department about these, and they came back to me. And I finally got a bill of lading from him. And I said, look, I don't want to get anybody into trouble. Cross out anything you don't want on there. I just need to know some numbers on this list. So he sent it to me and apologized. He said, you know, I could have bought this fertilizer from Calgary cheaper. Because he said, when I looked at the product I got, the quantity I got, and the price I paid, it was actually cheaper if I'd have bought it in long tons, Canadian dollars, etc. But those are the kind of issues that we had to deal with. And those are some of the kind of issues as a producer going to a delegate meeting. I'd ask these questions. I thought I was really on top of things, and found out that there were simple answers to it that I'd never even thought about.